This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
There are more than just a couple of ifs that accompany today's news that Facebook is going to launch its own cryptocurrency next year. Libra, the thing is going to be called, apparently part payment system as well. Among those ifs are the regulatory if, the mechanics of the thing if, the wait, Facebook and privacy if, and fundamentally, the are people going to buy into it if. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going.
The currency will rely on blockchain technology, the system that powers cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Aviva Leighton at Gartner says the technology makes payments more efficient.
So if I'm paying you, I pay you directly. It doesn't have to go through my bank.
But unlike many cryptocurrencies, Libra will be backed by real assets, like government bonds, which Facebook says will keep Libra's value stable. Leighton says Facebook isn't simply launching a new competitor to Bitcoin.
This is much more about an alternative digital cash payment system.
Like PayPal. The World Bank estimates that a third of the world's population doesn't have a bank account. Facebook hopes its service will give those people, along with Facebook's 2.4 billion users, an easier way to move money around. Facebook hasn't revealed its transaction fees. It says they'll be low. But launching a global currency comes with complications.
When you start transacting in money, you're taking on a very new role.
That's Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics. She says regulators around the world will have all kinds of questions before letting Facebook's new payment network set up shop. Is Libra secure? Will people start using Libra to store money? Is Facebook a bank?
Each one of these questions raises an array of regulatory implications.
Not to mention privacy concerns. Facebook says Libra will be run by a separate group based in Geneva, and that it won't share its users' data without their consent. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.